Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Prince Andrew is shell-shocked after the Queen stripped him of his military titles and royal patronages, reports The Mirror. It is believed that Charles and William strongly encouraged the Queen to take such action. Buckingham Palace's statement read, "With the Queen's approval and agreement, the Duke of York's military affiliations and royal patronages have been returned to the Queen. He will continue not to undertake any public duties and is defending this case as a private citizen." But behind the scenes, The Mirror reports William met the Queen in her private quarters at Windsor Castle, where sources said it was decided the axe should swiftly fall on Andrew's royal career. A royal source said last night the Duke of Cambridge was locked in talks for more than an hour with his grandmother. Another suggested the Queen came to the realization Andrew's position was grave indeed after conversations with Prince Charles and William. The source added, "If, as expected, Andrew offers and goes ahead with a multi-million pound settlement, then his position will become untenable. The Queen could not take the chance of it coming to that and decided, along with her two heirs, the time for action had come." A royal source said, "The Prince of Wales and Duke of Cambridge are completely aligned in their view that the Duke of York has presided over a complete and utter disaster." It's long been thought that Andrew is Her Majesty's favourite son, and she's said to have had a far more hands-on relationship with him as a child than his older brother, Prince Charles. Royal expert Penny Durer once said, "I think the Queen has always had a bit of a blind spot when it comes to Prince Andrew." Andrew learned the news firsthand. The New York Post reports the embattled Duke of York was driven a few miles from his house, Royal Lodge, to Windsor Castle on Thursday morning. There, the Queen broke the news that she was stripping her 61-year-old son of all his remaining military titles and royal patronages. A well-placed palace source for the Daily Mail said the Queen and her advisers had decided to follow the same model of effective banishment with Andrew as she had with Harry and Meghan. "They have taken this decision to insulate the institution from being hit by all the shrapnel that is flying around. It follows the same model as the Sussex separation. The removal of titles and patronages means the institution can now legitimately say it is not involved. It was a ruthless and swift decision, which will have been recommended by the Prince of Wales and the Duke of Cambridge and sanctioned by the Queen." Another source said, "The Queen has the ability, when push comes to shove, to know what is best for the institution and will act in her role as head of state, not a mother. She loves Andrew, and this doesn't mean he is no longer her son. But a decision had to be made, as it was overshadowing everything the family did and her forthcoming platinum jubilee. Everyone will be feeling very relieved, as he's finally been cut adrift. It may even help to have some more clarity in fighting the case." A royal source said the military posts would be redistributed to other members of the royal family, but as a former Royal Navy officer who served with distinction in the Falklands, Andrew will be allowed to retain his military rank of Vice Admiral. The Mail has also been told that Andrew will, for now, remain a member of the Order of the Garter, the most prestigious order of chivalry, which is also in the gift of the Queen. However, it is unlikely that the Prince will take part in the annual procession at Windsor Castle in June. It is not clear yet whether Andrew will lose his round-the-clock Scotland Yard bodyguards. Royal author Penny Durer questioned whether the Queen should have insisted the titles and patronages be returned sooner. "I think it was a huge embarrassment that retired serving military personnel were demanding that the titles be removed. That just becomes embarrassing, and it becomes damaging to the Queen because the Queen is then seen as protecting her son. I don't know if the Queen was too slow to take them back or whether it lies with Andrew, who was too slow to offer them back. But either way, I think actually a bit of criticism has to fall on the Queen here, because if Andrew was not offering them up, she or her advisers should have seen that this was going to cause a problem and should have insisted that she take them back." Former BBC royal correspondent Peter Hunt wrote in The Spectator, "This is what a sacking looks like when you're ninth in line to the British throne. Prince Andrew has been well and truly cut adrift. By his only family, from birth he was styled His Royal Highness. He will go to his grave unencumbered by it. The removal of the style HRH at the age of 61 will hurt a son of the Queen who doesn't wear his royal status lightly." Palace Intrigue will be right back. In other news, 10 Downing Street has apologised to the Queen after revelations that two COVID rule-breaking parties were held on Downing Street the day before her husband's funeral. The timing of the party, just one day before Prince Philip's funeral, is causing particular concern, given coronavirus rules at the time forced the Queen to attend the ceremony wearing a face mask, socially distanced from her family. Number 10 said, "It's deeply regrettable that this took place at a time of national mourning, and Number 10 has apologized to the palace." You heard from the PM this week. He's recognized Number 10 should be held to the highest standards and take responsibility for the things we did not get right. Asked why Number 10 had apologized rather than the PM himself, the spokesman said, "Well, again, the Prime Minister said earlier misjudgments have been made, and it's right people apologize, as the PM did earlier this week." The Mirror adds the sight of the Queen sitting alone in a pew at her husband's funeral will have touched the heart of even the most determined Republican. The world saw a 95-year-old widow denied the comfort of touch or kind word from her family at what must have been one of the saddest moments in her life. It looked wrong, painful, offensive that she should be alone, and it was not necessary. Under the rules, one of her children could have been bubbled with her for a few days to provide the support we would all need. But the Queen chose not to. She wanted to set an example and demonstrate the rules stretch all the way to the top. If other widows were alone, she felt, then she must be seen to do the same. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.